Hello, how are you on this fine day? This is episode 399 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, which is today, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. And we try to average about 10 minutes per show. Being a track one day, we're going to read 1 Kings chapter 20. Our translation this week is the New Life Version. Let's begin. 1 Kings chapter 20. Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army together. 32 kings were with him, and horses and war wagons. And he went up against Samaria in battle. Then he sent men with news to the city of Ahab, king of Israel, saying, "This is what Ben-Hadad says, your silver and gold are mine, your most beautiful wives and children are mine also." The king of Israel answered, "It is as you say, my lord, O king, I am yours and all that I have." Then the men returned and said, "This is what Ben-Hadad says. I sent word to you, saying, you must give me your silver and gold and your wives and children. But I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time. They will look through your house and the houses of your servants, and they will take away all that is of worth to you." Then the king of Israel called all the leaders of the land. He said to them, "Look and see how this man is looking for trouble. He sent to me for my wives and my children, my silver and my gold, and I did not say no to him." Then all the leaders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen or agree." So Ahab said to Ben-Hadad's men, "Tell my lord the king, I will do all that you first asked of your servant, but this I cannot do." The men left and returned again with news for him. Ben-Hadad sent word to him, saying, "May the gods do so to me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria will be enough to fill the hands of all the people who follow me." The king of Israel answered and said, "Tell him, let not him who dresses in battle clothes talk with pride like him who takes them off." When Ben-Hadad heard these words, he was drinking with the kings in the tents. He said to his servants, "Go to your places." So they went to their place of battle against the city. Then a man who spoke for God came to Ahab, king of Israel, and said, "This is what the Lord says. Have you seen all these many people? See, I will give them to you today. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Ahab said, "By whom?" So he told him, "The Lord says, by the young servants of the leaders of the lands you rule." Then Ahab said, "Who will start the battle?" And he answered, "You." Then Ahab called together the young servants of the leaders of the nations, 232 men. And he called together all the people of Israel, 7,000 men. They went out at noon, while Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk, in the tents with the 32 kings who helped him. The young servants of the leaders of the lands went out first. Ben-Hadad sent men out to get news, and they told him, "Men have come out from Samaria." Then he said, "If they have come out for peace or for war, take them alive." So the young servants of the leaders of the lands went out from the city and the army which followed them. Each one killed his man. The Syrians ran away, and Israel went after them. And Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, got away on a horse with horsemen. The king of Israel went out and destroyed the horses and war wagons. He killed many of the Syrians. Then the man who spoke for God came to the king of Israel and said to him, "Go and make yourself strong. Look and see what you have to do. For the first of next year, the king of Syria will come to fight against you." Now the servants of the king of Syria said to him, "Israel's gods are gods of the mountains, so they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and for sure we will be stronger than they. And do this, take each of the kings from his place, and put captains in their places. Gather together an army like the army you lost, horse for horse, and war wagon for war wagon. Then we will fight against Israel in the plain. For sure we will be stronger than they." And Ben-Hadad listened to them and did so. When the new year came, Ben-Hadad called together the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. The people of Israel were called together and given what they needed and went to meet them. The people of Israel gathered in front of them like two little flocks of goats, but the Syrians filled the country. Then a man who spoke for God came to the king of Israel and said, "This is what the Lord says. The Syrians have said, 'The Lord is a God of the mountains, but he is not a God of the valleys.' So I will give all these many people to you. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So they stayed beside each other for 7 days. On the seventh day the battle was fought, and the people of Israel killed 100,000 Syrian foot soldiers in 1 day. But the rest ran away into the city of Aphek, and the wall fell on 27,000 men who were left. Ben-Hadad ran away and came to a room in the city. His servants said to him, "Now see, we have heard that the kings of the family of Israel are kings who show kindness. Let us dress in cloth made from hair, and put ropes on our heads, and go out to the king of Israel. It might be that he will save your life." So they dressed in cloth made from hair, and put ropes on their heads, and went to the king of Israel. They said to him, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'I beg you, let me live.'" Ahab said, "Is he still alive? He is my brother." Now the men were watching for something special to happen. They were quick to catch his word and said, "Yes, your brother Ben-Hadad." Then Ahab said, "Go and bring him." So Ben-Hadad came out to him, and Ahab took him up into the war wagon. Ben-Hadad said to him, "I will return to you the cities which my father took from your father, and you will make streets for yourself in Damascus as my father made in Samaria." Ahab said, "I will let you go with this agreement." So he made an agreement with him and let him go. Now a certain son of the men who spoke for God said to another by the word of the Lord, "Hit me." But the man would not hit him. Then he said to him, "Because you have not listened to the voice of the Lord, as soon as you have left me, a lion will kill you." And as soon as he had left him, a lion found him and killed him. Then he found another man and said, "Hit me." And the man hit him and hurt him. So the man of God left and waited for the king by the way. He tied a cloth over his eyes so no one would know him. As the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said, "Your servant went out to the battle. A soldier turned and brought a man to me and said, 'Keep this man. If he is missing for any reason, you will pay for his life with your own, or else you must pay a man's weight in silver.' But while your servant was doing things here and there, the man got away." The king of Israel said to him, "So you must be punished. You yourself have decided it." In a hurry, the man took the cloth away from his eyes, and the king of Israel saw that he was one of the men who spoke for God. The man said to him, "This is what the Lord says. You have let the man go whom I had given to be destroyed. So you will pay for his life with your own, and your people will pay for his people." So the king of Israel went home sad and angry and came to Samaria. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, as usual, we have limited time on this show. A lot happened in this chapter, but I want to just focus on the opening verses that set the scene and see if you can draw any similarities to what is happening in our world today, November 2015. The nation of Israel, here in 1 Kings chapter 20, has turned its back on God. But in an earlier time, when David was king, he was a devoted, albeit imperfect, follower of God and His law. And during David's reign, he brought the Syrians into submission to him, and they even paid a tribute to him. Now, under Ahab, Israel is no longer following God, and in the midst of their sin, Syria grows in strength. You might remember that back in chapter 15, Asa, king of Judah, made a treaty with Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, which emboldened Ben-Hadad to attack Israel. And now, because Israel is so steeped in sin, Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, decides on his own to invade Israel yet again. The commentator Matthew Henry said in regards to this, "It is dangerous bringing a foreign force into the country. Posterity may pay dearly for it." Now, as hundreds of thousands of Syrians pour into Europe and tens of thousands make their way into the United States, I'm struck by the parallels between an Israel that had turned its back on God and most of today's Western world, including the U.S., that has done the same. I'm not smart enough to know how to deal with the so-called Syrian refugees, but as we move forward, I do know that we need to pray for our leaders and our nations. We need to pray that we would turn to God and seek His face. When Israel was led by godly men, it was a blessed and prosperous nation. When godless men ruled, God allowed Israel to fall into slavery and ruin. Look around. Are there similarities today? What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 399.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Revelation. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.